This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the AIPIS show for accredited income property investment specialists and those who aspire to be. If you're a real estate, mortgage, or financial professional, this is the place for you. We'll explore innovative investment analysis, sales, marketing, and income-generating strategies for the most historically proven wealth creator, income property. Learn from the experts as they show you how to build a better business and a better life.
Welcome to the AIPIS show for accredited income property investment specialists and those who desire to be. This is your host, Jason Hartman, where we talk about increasing your income, your productivity, and just generally having a better life while serving your clients better with America's most historically proven asset class, income property. We have a great interview for you today, and we will be back with that in less than 60 seconds. It's my pleasure to welcome Matt Williams. He is the founder and CEO of Pro.com, and he is the former CEO of a company you all know, and that is Digg, D-I-G-G, former CEO of Digg, entrepreneur in residence at Andreessen Horowitz, and it's great to have him with us today. Matt, welcome. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Good. It's good to have you. Give our listeners a sense of geography. Where are you located?
Up in Seattle, Washington.
Okay, good stuff. Beautiful place when it's not raining.
That's
bet you've
very
heard
true.
That before.
Which is most of the year.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's beautiful.
That's right.
Yeah, good. So, you know, before we dive into Pro.com, I'm sure our listeners would love to hear a little bit about Digg and your experience there as CEO. Can you just give us a little background on that?
Well, sure. I'll just actually walk through a little bit of my background. You started out as a kind of a son of a mother and father who were entrepreneurs in completely different industries, and ended up starting my first company at when I was 23 years old. I sold it to Amazon, and I was at Amazon for about 12 years in various roles, one of which included shadowing Jeff and leading our third-party kind of e-commerce site business called WebStore, and spent quite a bit of time in that business learning the ins and outs of building marketplaces, early days of Amazon's community. And I had a passion very few people knew about for news, and decided to leave after about 11, almost 12 years at Amazon to be the CEO of Digg at a time where Digg was had just launched its V4 and was in a tear in the wrong direction, and was able to get that turned around and then sold just under 2 years later.
So what is V4?
Yeah, so for those that remember it.
That was a controversial thing, right?
It was a very controversial launch that the founder of Digg and the team had launched, which was an attempt at a deeply personalized news experience. Unfortunately, it really tore apart the primary, you know, dynamics of the community itself, how it worked, how stories were promoted. You know, the whole mechanism for digging itself was changed, and it wasn't purposeful that the website would change that dramatically, but it did, and the community was very upset about it, and ultimately I, you know, came in to try to really bring back the community and the website, and was able to get the metrics turned around, but it was very, you know, different, I think, experience for many of the users after that Digg V4 launch.
Yeah. So the complaint with V4 was that it was an invasion of privacy or something, right?
No, it was really that the gamification of Digg as it was had changed dramatically. So there, you know, Digg had been built on a community of users that were very passionate, very active about finding the most interesting news of the day.
And basically voting them up or down the chain, right?
And voting them up, you know, down the chain.
I wish we could do that with traditional media that we see on television. Not
one
so
day,
much.
One day.
Yeah, one day.
Yes. And so that's how it worked. And with the change in the algorithm as well as the website front end, it really made a big difference in how stories were voted, and it really attempted to clean up the voting process. But through that, it did not yield really a anything like the previous dig experience in terms of the best of the day getting promoted to the top. So we quickly came in, listened to the community, you know, made a number of changes to the website experience to really try to, you know, bring back the community's impact on the news and what was the best news of the day. And really just had a number of, you know, community members that were in up in arms about it and did not like, you know, the new site that had launched.
I remember when that happened. I didn't follow the story much, but I just remember seeing some of these really, you know, negative, very irate posts online on various social media and so forth about Dig and so forth. You know, these people were like the biggest fans in the world, I guess, and they felt alienated after this, right?
Yes, and we had to go out, and I spent a lot of time actually talking to some of the power users and some of the Dig community to understand what, you know, what contributions they were making and how they would make them going forward, and even reinstating some of their profile metrics, which had, you know, which were not lost, but had not been, you know, replaced when the new site launched. So there was just a whole series of things that really, you know, brought the community up in arms.
But you turned it around and then sold the company after that?
Yeah, it was sold after a couple of years. And then I was entrepreneur in residence at Andreessen Horowitz and incubated Pro.com out of my time there at Andreessen.
And who was the Dig buyer, just out of curiosity?
The Dig buyer was actually, it came out in a couple of different ways. We had kind of a company, the Washington Post, that was, you know, very much into what we're doing as a team. And so they actually, you know, brought most of the team and some of the technology.
Well, and Jeff Bezos owned the Post at that point, right?
Yeah. That actually was right before that we sold the company.
That's your old boss. Yeah.
Yes. And then the IP and the other assets went to a few other, you know, kind of companies, and one of which was specifically BetaWorks on the East Coast that actually took over the website and has changed it into what it is today.
And we'll go on to Pro.com here, but what years were you working with Jeff at Amazon? I mean, that was the early days, right?
It was, yes. My company, LiveBid.com, was acquired in 1999. And I was there through 2010.
Fantastic. My dream is to get Jeff on the show someday. So we're working on that one. But good. So your new venture, Pro.com, I really wanted to have you on the show because, of course, we've got such a big audience of real estate investors. And Matt, they're all, you know, we find people are really willing, and, you know, I've been in that business for a good 11 years now, of people who are willing to invest nationally. You know, or people in foreign countries that are clients of my company that invest in the U.S. and, you know, they have properties they've never seen, tenants they've never met. And you know, you can make that work nowadays pretty darn nicely, and you can be in the market that really offers the best ROI. But on the downside of that, you know, you can't drive by your house very easily. You can't go swing your own hammer, which, God, why would you want to anyway? In fact, this kind of gives you a discipline of not having to ever do that. But Pro.com solves some of these problems. I think it could be a good tool for investors.
We do. And in fact, a lot of our customers, you know, that we have in different parts of the country have some kind of a rental house or have a rental property that they're managing, or they might be helping a family member or, you know, one of their parents get their house fixed up, and or even to fix something that breaks. And, you know, Pro.com makes it, you know, super easy to find out how much it's going to cost to get some work done in and around the home in any zip code across the country, and then get that work scheduled and get that work done in usually a matter of days. And it's a very fast process for entering, you know, your work that you're going to get done, find out what the cost is in your locale, and then to schedule it with a trusted, kind of vetted, pre-qualified pro in your area. And so Pro.com has been doing that for the past year and a half under, you know, the Pro.com name. What we've been doing in real estate is even, you know, is even more interesting, because we've started to actually take some of that technology and the pricing and applying it for homeowners to actually take a look at. What does it cost to maintain this home? What if I were to get my home ready for sale, what would I want to do to my home? And usually most agents recommend two or three or four or five different things to get the home ready for sale. Well, all of those we've predefined with agents. And so to go get your home ready for sale, an agent or their homeowner client can go and check and see, oh, this is going to cost, you know, $800 to $900 to get this room painted, to get this changed out, to get, you know, a new stainless steel appliance installed. And that has been a huge headache for most realtors and most, you know, agents. And so we both are helping homeowners get anything done in and around the home, and, you know, in the real estate community itself, helping agents to get homes ready for sale and to, you know, help price out home improvement projects once homes are purchased.
Now, Matt, I mean, come on, seriously, you can't be coming on this show saying it's difficult to deal with contractors, right?
Oh, that's the easy part.
I tell you, maybe the two most picked on occupational groups are lawyers and contractors. That's quite possible.
For good reason, though.
I agree, for good reason, yeah. So there's definitely some truth in it. But, I mean, look, there's a lot of people in this space, a lot of players. There's, you know, I don't even know if they're still around, but I remember that company Dial One. There's Angie's List. That's different than what you do, I know. But you know, just help us distinguish that marketplace a little bit. And what is the real unique selling proposition of Pro.com?
Sure. It's really that we've built the most comprehensive pricing engine for any home project, bar none. If you want to find out what it's going to cost to get something done for your home, you just visit pro.com, type it in, and you'll have an answer in a matter of seconds. I think that most other services that are out there are simply trying to just connect you with a pro. And the moment they've done that, they're out of the picture. They wipe their hands of anything you're going to do moving forward. And they usually get paid some kind of a lead generation fee, you know, for that, you know, by the pro. Our service is very different. We only make money if we connect you to a great pro who does a good job, and, you know, and you pay at the end of the day. It's a commission. It's a marketplace model, very similar to a product marketplace you might see, where a commission is paid on the product that gets purchased. You know, our model is to make the consumer, have a successful, you know, kind of transaction with a pro, where the pro is on time, they do good work, the customer's happy, and then the pro gets paid. We then earn a commission on that. So it's a very different model. So pros like it a lot because they don't pay anything to get a lead. They're ultimately either getting a job and then they pay for that job if it comes through and they complete it, or they don't. And so it's a very different model for the pro. And then for the consumer, we have the most comprehensive pricing engine that you can price any home project and get a pro who's pre-qualified and trusted in a matter of minutes.
Okay, but when you say pricing engine, of course, if you call, let's use a painter, for example. You call one painter and he'll give you one price, and another guy comes out to give you a quote and it's a different price, and then the third one is a third price. And, you know, they all kind of say they've got better quality, they're more attention to detail, whatever their shtick is, right? Are you saying that these things are really, all these home improvement projects are really commodities in the sense that there shouldn't be a difference in price? Like, you know, in the old days, or, well, still the current day, really, but the old model is you call, you get those three estimates on painting, and they're all different. And, you know, we all kind of scratch our heads and wonder why. Well, maybe this guy, you know, is just more greedy, you know, that charges the most, or maybe he runs a less efficient business, or maybe he's a real artisan and craftsman. I mean, how can you say the price is all the same, right? Aren't contractors different?
Contractors are very different, and I think that's part of the problem in the industry, is that there's a real lack of transparency of what it actually costs to get a service done in or around the home. And painting a room is a great example. So if you go to visit pro.com and type in paint a room, or paint my kid's bedroom, or paint my room, you'll find out that in Seattle, it's roughly $361 to $385. Now, the beauty of that is that's what it should cost to paint a room. Now, if you want more than two coats of paint, you're going to have multiple colors involved, you have high ceilings, you can actually adjust that estimate yourself and find out that that's actually closer to $409 to $433. Now, if you want to get your baseboards painted, you can say, oh, let me add base, you know, paint my baseboards. And that, you know, that ultimately adds another $139 to $175. So painting a room with baseboards is now $548 on average.
What about the type of paint?
Well, so this is the labor cost. I mean, most customers, they're choosing the ceiling fan for install. They're choosing what paint they want to use, right? So that is a cost that they already know, usually from visiting a paint store or picking out the paint themselves. The certainly the pro can also price that out and add that to, you know, the estimate. But what we do is instantly provide you what it should cost to get that work done, to get the labor done, you know, for that job, and put you in the control of, oh, let me actually customize this. Let me actually customize the dimensions of my room, or, you know, whether or not we have vaulted ceilings. And it's that question of what should it cost. It's kind of like TrueCar does for the automotive industry. What it should cost is incredibly empowering to the consumer, because then they can ask the pro, well, you know, what pro.com told me is it should roughly be, you know, this price. Why isn't it that price? And then the pro knows they can have, you know, a very open discussion with the customer. Oh, it's because, you know, your room's actually a little bit larger, or you also have two different windows and you need to paint the trim around those windows. You know, it's we break it down in terms of the actual, you know, cost of the sub cost of the work that's being done, but it's so simple for the consumer. You literally type in paint a room. You can, you know, move a bar to the left or right in terms of complexity, and, you know, modify one other dimension, like the dimension of the room, and you can instantly see a price estimate.
Okay, that's interesting. So you have a sophisticated engine then, is what you're saying, Matt. What about bigger jobs? I mean, you know, if summer is coming and you decide, hey, you know, I want to add a sunroom or a swimming pool. I mean, you know, that stuff is just cloaked in mystery. I've done many landscaping projects and they're all over the board.
Yeah. It's very true, but there are some very common ones, like build a deck. And building a deck has a number of different components, the square footage, the whether or not it's on a raised, you know, on an incline, whether or not it requires stairs, railings, right? I mean, there are a handful of questions that if you answer, you can come up with what it should cost to build a deck in Boston versus Seattle. And so we have done that. We've built that engine for every single job you can imagine in and around the home. And if you want to remodel your kitchen or your bathroom and, you know, you want to replace the vanity, change the tub, you know, do two or three things versus five things, you can go choose what you want to do and then see what that will cost.
I was going to pick on Seattle as you were mentioning the painting of the house example in your town. Of course, your engine has to adjust for $15 an hour minimum wage, right?
the labor rates are actually set per locale, and it's really contractor labor rates. So it's not far different from, I guess, the minimum wage discussions, because most of the contractors have different rates if you're a plumber versus an electrician, in part based upon the state requirements of what you have to do to get licensed and everything else.
Oh, sure. But it's not uncommon that a painter would have some helpers that are minimum wage or maybe just above minimum wage type people, probably.
Absolutely.
Right?
Still, at the end of the day, most jobs are priced out on some hourly basis that is the standard hourly rate for painters. And so that's how they calculate most of their estimates, and regardless of the underlying labor and how they, you know, how that labor is used, their jobs have to factor in the total cost of the job.
So let's kind of recap the uniqueness of Pro.com. So it's basically the sophisticated pricing engine, so the consumer is empowered with the BS detector, right? They don't have to accept this stuff from contractors. And then the other part of it is that contractors don't pay for leads, but they do pay referral fees on completed paid jobs, right?
That is correct.
And I assume you do all the payment processing, right?
We do for most of the jobs, and it's fairly standard in the industry. If you've got a general contractor you're working with and they bring in another contractor or a pro, they're paying them some, you know, usually modest, you know, modest fee based upon the total value of the job. So we're very much in line with the industry practice in terms of how general contractors work with subs.
Okay, so I just, you know, don't take offense to this question, but I just want to ask you, like, how significant is that, the pricing engine component? It sounds like that's really your big deal. And I'm sure you've spent probably a fortune in time and resources figuring this out. I mean, that's got to be pretty complicated stuff. You know, for example, maybe before you answer, I remember I was at one of these walk-in clinics recently, had to have a little quick medical thing. They told me that there are thousands of, what do they call them, treatment codes or something, you know, for every little thing you could possibly imagine that a doctor could do, right? How many things are there, for example, in the home improvement world?
That's a great question. There are thousands of, I guess you would call them common projects. And the thousands of common projects are paint my room, replace my toilet, fix my sink, right? There are, you know, there's a fairly actually common set of even hundreds that happen to most homes. But there are thousands that are you know, kind of that start to get into the tail. And then within those, you probably have multiple variations of those, right? So if it's paint my room, does it include the baseboards, the crown molding, the trim of the windows? There are a number of different variations on those. So the permutations, you know, probably get into the, you know, tens of thousands of different job types that are most common when you start combining those things. We've built an engine to take all of that complexity out of, you know, out of the hands of the consumer, just make it really simple to understand. I'm a homeowner. I have this job I'm trying to get done. This is how much it should cost.
Yeah, okay, okay. So that is the big thing, that empowerment of knowing that, right?
It is, and we did a lot of research up front. We actually started the business under a different name and somewhat in, you know, kind of under the radar purposely to just start helping customers get pros and get work done at their homes. And all of the research that we did and all of the feedback that we got from customers was, oh, really helped me understand how much is this going to cost before I, you know, get this project scheduled. And it's, as it turns out, is a huge pent-up demand of customers that just don't want to start their projects because they don't know how much it's going to cost. They don't want to pick up the phone and call a pro. And so what they'll do is they'll just go to our website or call or text us and find out how much it should cost.
They can text you?
Yep, they can call, they can text, they can use the website and find out how much it should cost.
And I assume that all of your various vendors, there's a rating system. So, you know, people can see how good they are, you know, kind of like the Amazon, you know, ratings and reviews?
There is, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it's every single pro, we will survey the customer after the job. And so the homeowner gives us feedback, you know, after the job, and then we publish that. It's only for homeowners that got work done by the pro. So you can't just go and submit a review on our website. It's verified, you know, verified purchasers, and which makes all the difference in the world compared to most other sites that just let anybody post. And it's you know, it really truly represents the value that that pro brought to that customer, because you'll see different ratings for, you know, value versus quality, workmanship, that kind of thing.
Right. Good stuff. Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Matt, are there any things you'd like the listeners to know? Maybe a question I didn't ask you that you'd want to just say something about?
Well, we're getting asked a lot about how real estate agents interact with, you know, with our new offering, which we call Premier Home Services. And I've alluded to it briefly, you know, earlier, but we work with real estate agents all around the country to send out, you know, really local relevant content to their past clients. And we give the agents a whole dashboard with what their past clients might be interested in. Some things, you know, would include, you know, home remodels, whether that, you know, that past client might be looking to buy or sell a home. And so for the, you know, within the real estate industry, we've actually done a lot of work as a part of the National Association of Realtors. We're part of their accelerator program. And so we've built a whole product in the industry just for real estate agents you know, that we have. And for the homeowner, it's great because we've created a whole maintenance calculator for what it costs to maintain your home. If you want to get your home ready for sale, you can see the top 10 things you should do, and you can check, and then it'll show you how much that would cost. And so we've done a lot to bring the data and the pricing engine part of our business actually deeper into the real estate industry.
Okay, good. Good stuff. And the website, obviously, pro.com. Listeners, I do want to tell you, if I sound sort of enthusiastic or really interested in this, it is purely innocent because I'm not getting paid by pro.com. We're not an affiliate. You're not an advertiser, anything like that. I just think this is an empowering type of service, whether it be this one you use or some of the other sort of related services out there for investors. And that's why I wanted to have them on the show. Plus, I loved the Dig story as well and the Amazon story. So that was great. But who knows what the future will hold? Maybe we'll do some business together at some point. But again, this is an empowering tool. And I just want to clarify one more thing for our investors, because we have so many investors that are, you know, they look at it from a nationwide perspective, okay? And they may be in foreign countries, but they own U.S. properties, or they may be in California and own property in Tennessee or Texas or Georgia or whatever. I mean, they can use this nationwide, right? They just plug in the zip code of that property probably and get whoever. See, that's the thing I don't like about Angie's List. It's all localized. You know, you have to join over and over again for every city in which you own a property. And that, you know, that's sort of cumbersome for this type of thing. Yeah.
Yes. No, it's a completely free service to the homeowner and right now to the real estate agent as well. And it's very simple to use in any zip code. And so if you're a customer, you just come to pro.com and you can type in your project. If you're a real estate agent, you can go to pro.com/real estate and see, you know, the offering that we have there for you. But it's a purposely free service to really make it easy for the homeowner to get work done.
Good stuff. Matt Williams, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes I think of Jason Hartman as a walking encyclopedia on the subject of creating wealth.
Well, you're probably not far off from the truth, Penny, because Jason actually has a 3-book set on creating wealth that comes with 60 digital download audios.
Yes, Jason has that unique ability to make you understand investing the way it should be. It's a world where anything less than 26% annual return is disappointing.
I love how he actually shows us how we can be excited about these scary times and exploit the incredible opportunities this present economy has afforded us.
We can pick local markets untouched by the economic downturn, exploit packaged commodities investing, and achieve exceptional returns safely and securely.
I also like how he teaches you to protect the equity in your home before it disappears and how to outsource your debt obligations to the government.
And the entire set of advanced strategies for wealth creation is being offered at a savings of $94.
That's right. And to get your Creating Wealth Encyclopedia series, complete with over 60 hours of audio and 3 books, just go to jasonhartman.com/store.
If you want to be able to sit back and collect checks every month, just like a banker, Jason's Creating Wealth Encyclopedia series is for you. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.